Smile. 90.4 FM.
The Twitter drama just won't stop, eh? One of the funnier developments over the weekend was a lot of verified accounts impersonating Elon Musk by changing their profile picture, their cover pictures, and their names, all of them, to Elon Musk. There's a whole bunch of Elon Musks on Twitter. Some have been suspended, causing a bit of a stir because Elon has been going on about Twitter, of course, needing to be a space for free speech. He also tweeted 4 hours ago, in fact, that going forward, any accounts impersonating someone else without explicitly stating that it's a parody account will be suspended. So I think all of these Elon Musks on Twitter now are sitting on tenterhooks waiting to have their accounts suspended. It's had a massive drop in revenue in the last 2 weeks. Companies including General Motors, Volkswagen, Audi and Pfizer, they've all paused their advertising, expressing concern over potential threats to brand safety and shifts in the content moderation strategy at Twitter. Now, he had a meeting, Elon, this is at a meeting with Twitter's top advertisers. That was last week, Wednesday, and he says he plans to offer different tiers of content moderation, similar to what we find in sort of movie age ratings.
Right.
Which is what they can look forward to, he says. Twitter's already rolling out his device of blue check paid verification subscriptions. Twitter Blue is what it's called, with verification. It's currently available already in iOS in the US, in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and in the UK, and he's planning to take this global very soon thereafter. A variety of new features he's promising as well along on Twitter Blue. That's going to come, including a reduced number of ads and what he calls much better advertising, the ability to post longer videos and priority ranking for quality content that'll allow posts to get boosted in ranking, in replies, in mentions, and in searches.
Okay.
So this is what you're going to be paying your $8 or 20 Rand a month for if you go Twitter Blue, apparently.
The thing about this Twitter Blue thing, I was looking at it over the weekend, and it's actually quite hard to get verified on Twitter. You know, you can't just pay your subscription fee and get a blue tick. You really need to jump through quite a few hoops in order to do that.
Well, that's the idea, because he says previously the blue ticks were just handed out arbitrarily, he reckons, in some cases. And now, once you're verified, people are guaranteed that you're a human being and that it's you.
Exactly.
And that's the point.
You have to prove that you're you.
Exactly. Now, while the details of how Musk plans to make Twitter more profitable still a little bit mysterious, he appears to be crowdsourcing business and management ideas on Twitter, in fact, amongst his own users. He's looking for a way to make Twitter some money and do so rather quickly. It's less clear whether he had any defined plans to monetize Twitter before he closed that $44 billion deal 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, there's a class action lawsuit that's hanging over his head. It's being filed in San Francisco in the federal court there. It says Twitter plans to this layoff of 50% of its employees is in fact illegal, according to the lawsuit. On the same day, last Thursday, Twitter employees, of course, received that now notorious email from the company confirming that there would be layoffs the next day. 50%, or around 3,700 of Twitter employees being affected by that. Did you read that letter?
I didn't read the
letter. To them. Oh, it was blunt, eh? These decisions are never easy, it says. It's with regret that we had the right to inform you that your role at Twitter has been impacted. Today is your last working day at the company. However, you will remain employed by Twitter and will receive compensation and benefits through your separation date of February the 2nd, 2022. They've been locked out of their computer systems and they cannot do a thing. They are employed by Twitter, but not.
Sheesh. Yeah, all the lawsuits coming Elon Musk's way.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.